17 minutes past the hour. It's a Monday morning edition of Catholic Connection, coast to coast and around the globe. Thank you very much. EWTN Global Catholic Radio, Teresa Tomeo with you. Always a pleasure to have my friend Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle on with me, also known as Ethel, which stems back to our experience in Rome last year. It's a long story, but we actually, Ethel and Lucy, that's what we call ourselves, we're going back to Rome. So we're actually going to thinking about doing like a little photo slideshow. We're both going to this evangelization conference that's taking place in Rome next month with Archbishop Burke and a few other folks. And we're thinking of doing the slideshow, Luthien and Ethel Return to Rome. So we'll keep you posted on that one.
Watch out.
We have to take a picture by a cappuccino machine, this time one that we didn't break.
I know.
Right? How are you?
Hey, Lucy, do I have to go to Rome every time I want to see you?
Hey, we could like do that. Like that would be our thing to get together and have to go to Rome.
Wouldn't you like that?
Oh, I'd love that. How are you?
Great.
Good.
Kind of great, but recuperating. And had a wonderful retreat weekend in Massachusetts at St. Benedict's Abbey.
Mm.
And it was amazing. And so I'll tell you.
Did you lead the retreat?
Yes, I did. But it was still, you know, just so amazing. So, you know, Padre Pio's glove was there too. So I'll tell you about that.
What was the theme, before we get into some of the ideas for seasonal things that we want to talk about, what was the theme for your retreat? What kind of talks did you give?
I gave two talks, If Only I Could Touch His Cloak, and it was talking about faith and trust and surrender of our lives to God's holy will, you know, having the faith to reach out and touch his cloak, and how do we do that? And the second was evangelization, which, you know, we're going to that summit in Rome. It's all about evangelization, but this was about evangelization as it applies to mothers and women. And, you know, in the household and in the world. So, and the women who attended were just so open and, you know, thirsting for the living water and wanting to learn more about their faith and to grow in holiness. And it was just wonderful. God is just amazing. And you just see so many connections when you're there, just how it's all put together. And so a lot of the women came up to me and told me that they love to hear our show, the segment.
Aww.
They said, well, you think it's so funny about you being Lucy and Ethel, and they enjoy it, so that was nice to hear that.
Isn't it nice to get that kind of feedback, but also to see how the Holy Spirit works when you do these conferences? Because as speakers, we go in and we have a general idea. You know, we know what we're going to talk about, but we really don't know where the other people are going to go, even if we know the titles of their talks. We may not know, you know, the meat or the material they're going to be, you know, using or expressing. And I found that even this weekend when I was in Pennsylvania for the Pro-Life Federation, I talked to Phil Klein about this afterwards. I started out the day doing a media presentation, you know, lighting the way for life through the media and talking about media bias and media influence and ways to get your story out. But I concentrated, I set up the whole thing by saying, when you're dealing with the secular media, you have to understand that they're coming from a completely different worldview. And
yes,
they don't have a view of truth, objective truth. Their truth is moral relativism. So your truth is your truth and my truth is my truth. And at the end of the day, when he gave his keynote speech, it was all about the lack of truth in the world today.
Wow. Yeah, it's just amazing how it all ties together. I mean, why are we so amazed? I mean, we know how God works, but
right,
we still, you know, I think it's just a freshness that you feel when God allows you to see these glimpses of how he puts it all together, how it's totally all connected. I spoke about the dangers of the culture, too, in my first talk, about how the young girls are bombarded these days and how it gets, you know, younger and younger, all these pressures, and how, you know, so we can understand how it affects us women and also how we can help reach out to the young, the young girls, you know, reach them now while they're very young, like with your series and lots of, you know, try to get them steered in the right direction.
Isn't it encouraging, too, to see how much people want to learn more about their Catholic faith?
It's so encouraging. It's very heartwarming, and it's very beautiful to see women, you know, all people, but I mostly speak to women, you know, just, they just want to grow deeper in holiness, and they want to learn more about their faith. I always tell them, you know, I'm not the one up there who knows everything, just so you know, your listeners out there don't think I think I'm all that I'm up there teaching them about their faith, but it's just, you know, a vessel, just an instrument, wanting to speak what God wants me to, you know, to speak. And I encourage them to know that they all have a mission, they all have a part in this big body of Christ, and we all need to, you know, need each other. We need prayer support from one another, and we need encouragement from one another. And that camaraderie that happens when all these Catholic women get together,
right,
it's just totally amazing. And then we're uplifted and encouraged and nourished, and and then we can go off, put one foot in front of the other each day, and bring that to others. It's just amazing, incredible, grace-filled, you know, time and encounters you have. I'm very thankful. I'm just thanking God constantly.
Me too. I was doing the same thing. I mean, to have the opportunity, and as you said, you know, we're not standing up there claiming we're experts. I mean, we have a certain area of expertise that God's given us certain backgrounds and gifts and whatnot. But, you know, we're just instruments, and it's all God. You know, sometimes we just want to get up and stand up there and say, it's all God, and sit down.
Yes, because, I did do that, Teresa. I stood up when it was my turn after the introductions and after we had a beautiful Holy Mass, rosary first and a Holy Mass, and there were two Franciscan priests that came from, they're from the Primitive Order, and they came to help with the retreat, and they're very holy. And, you know, the homily was amazing, and it tied into what I was going to be talking about, too. So by the time I stood up, I said, well, I really don't need to say anything more. It's already here. And then I said, but I will. But I like the women to know so that they feel that they are part of the journey, too. I don't want them to think that, you know, that they're not.
I don't think anybody could think that with you, though, because you're so down to earth and humble.
Well, thanks.
Let's talk about, you had some really neat ideas for moms and dads regarding, you know, instead of focusing on Halloween, which can be so, I don't know, gory and dark,
yeah,
and,
it could be,
you know,
really
that there's
dark.
Some great ideas to put a faith-filled message out there this weekend.
Yes. Well, I have my CCD class this Wednesday, and I have third graders this year, and I'll be focusing on All Saints rather than a Halloween party. I asked them if they'd be interested in an All Saints party, and they said yes. And I found a wonderful image of an unborn baby from American Life League. They have that this year. I don't know if you've seen it. It's an actual template that you can download and use for pumpkin carving. So that's
cool.
Pretty amazing. Yeah, people have done it. A couple of people on Facebook I see have already tried it. And I will be posting that all the directions to that. As well, I found some saints images. So a whole, let's see, that was on Catholic Cuisine. There's a blog. I noticed that woman had a wonderful images of all the saints and cathedrals and all kinds of holy things that you can carve on your pumpkins rather than all the gory things. And I don't want our listeners to feel that it's bad to make a jack-o'-lantern or something like that. I mean, you can carve a face in your pumpkin if you'd like, but we have some other ideas as well, and I think it's nice to do that and to focus on the holy. So I will be doing that. I'll be posting those on my blogs later today and tomorrow. And throughout the week, I'm going to do, you know, the theme of the saints and some autumn things. I already put something up the other day, which is a gourd, you know, and hollowed out and made into a vase. So I found that from Better Homes and Gardens. That's on my blog. So just some things like that I was going to put up this week and today. And
I think it's really a good way, you know, especially with All Saints Day, it to let not only your kids know more about the saints, maybe picking a particular saint in terms of, you know, a costume, but also it's a great way to witness.
It absolutely is. And I'm asking the children if they'll wear something or bring something that reminds them of their favorite saint. And I'll bring my saints book, Catholic Saints Prayer Book, and read to them, you know, about a few saints. And, you know, the saints played a real important part in my life, and I bet you they did in yours, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And when I was young, you know, thankfully my mother and my grandmother and, you know, the books were around, and I just was inspired to read more about them, and that's really what got me wanting to be holy. That's really what did it, was learning about the saints and realizing, you know, how much they loved God, and they were just ordinary pilgrims like all of us, but they had that deep desire in their heart to become holy and to please God, and we have to reach the young. You know, somebody was saying recently they give talks to like seventh graders and eighth graders, and they're trying to get them before they get too old, and you know, that's too old already. We have to get them at second and third grade.
Right.
That's why I'm teaching third grade this year. It's a First Communion class. I've been teaching for over 25 years, and I have different grade levels all the time. I've done all of them, but I like to get to the young, because we can really impress upon them, you know, the desire for holiness and how to combat the pressures of the culture, how to turn away from all the crap that our culture tells us we should be doing, and just listen to our hearts and listen to God. And I think if we all can just concentrate on the young and you know, realize our responsibility to to training them and teaching them, not just our own children and our nieces and nephews or grandchildren, but everyone out there. How can we, let's think about that, how can we, you know, have an effect, have an influence on them?
I also think even just with putting even something as simple as maybe a different carving out there with maybe a message or, as you said, some of the ideas that you found online, it's like lighting a light in the darkness. I mean, literally, you know?
Literally, that's great,
yeah.
Teresa. Yeah, it really is. And somebody might say, oh, that's interesting. Why did you do that? And it gives you a little opportunity to speak about the faith. Not that we're going to push it on people, but, you know, especially Catholic children that you know, or if you are a CCD teacher, you're going to great influence out to them.
Think of all the fun costumes, though, really. I mean, if you think about, let's say, St. Joan of Arc, or even if a young girl dressed up as a doctor and she could say she's St. Gianna Brettamola, you know? I mean, there's all kinds of neat things you can do.
Oh, I know, I know. There are. Just look in a saint's book. Or my kids dressed up. They went to Catholic school years ago, and they always had a saint's parade. And it's just so neat to look at the pictures of them, like little St. Therese and Therese and, you know, St. Joseph and all the saints. So, you know, that makes an impression. And we plant the seed, you know, with the kids. So that stays with them. So later on, as they're growing up, you know, they're still going to fight those pressures of the culture, but they're going to have that foundation. And if we could, you know, and little things really make a big difference. You might not think it's going to make that great a difference, but it really will.
Well, it's planting the seeds that's really important.
Yeah, I'm sure you remember many things about when you were a little child and how it had a great effect on you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we come back to that. You know, we get lost. We might lose our way along the way, and we might or almost lose our way, and we keep coming back to the faith. So that's why it's so important to plant the seed and get that foundation there. So that's why we're focusing on the saints rather than the gory,
right,
you know,
negative
stuff.
Well, there's so much out there anyway. I mean, there's so much violence in the movies and in TVs and blood and gore and guts. And if it bleeds, it leads. You know, why do you need that to put that on your kids? You know,
you can't even turn the TV on without so much stuff on there that's unbelievable. So I don't watch TV except EWTN. And if my husband's watching something, if it's wholesome, you know, I'll watch it with him if I have time. And if he, you know, just to keep him company. But, you know, I ask him to turn the channel many times, and I don't even like turning the channel because you see all the commercials.
Well, yeah, you know, as a matter of fact, I think it was one of the bishops that spoke at a retreat that I gave for the Military Conference of Catholic Women 2 weeks ago, and he said that, I think it was him or someone else at the conference said that, you even just taking the remote and going through the channels is like a near occasion of sin.
It is.
Yeah.
That's why I don't partake in it. I just really don't like it at all. It disturbs me. It disturbs my peace.
Right.
You see, especially you're trying to go to bed and you're trying to rest and relax a little before you go to bed. And if you have all these images in your mind, a holy priest I knew, he's deceased now, but he's still with me. He's a dear friend, and I call upon him often. I know he's in heaven. Very holy man, Father Bill. He always said, don't put that crap in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, because don't go to the movies and watch all that stuff that's just going to stay in your mind. And you know who, the evil one, is going to dredge it up, pull it right to the forefront of your mind at the worst times. Because, I mean, you know, the best time for him, but the worst time for you.
Right.
And
right.
So you get that in your head, and it's stuck in your head. So why put it in there? So let's focus on the positive. Let's focus on the saints. And and, you know, teach our children that way so that they can have a leg to stand on later on when they have to.
Amen. You're going to have some of this on your website later, right?
Yes, I'm going to do that today. I'll put the pumpkin carvings up in a little while. And you can get to my blogs through my website, www.donnacooperoboyle.com, and then go to the blog page and click on the blogs. I'll put them on Embracing Motherhood and View from the Domestic Church. I'll do that today. And I'm happy to report, Teresa, my Mother Teresa book is finally coming out in a couple of weeks.
Oh, great.
It took a little longer, but it's finally going to be released, Mother Teresa and Me, 10 Years of Friendship.
Well, when it comes out, we will definitely have you back on.
Oh, thank you.
All right, and we will we'll talk
we'll
in the near future, I'm sure, about Rome.
So we can get that all planned out, and we'll try to behave. We'll try not to cause a scene.
That's no fun.
It's really you, Teresa.
I know it's all me. I'm always making a scene, but I'm really
I'm only kidding.
Well, it is true. Let's be honest. I mean, it's Catholic radio. With people, my listeners know me. They know that I'm quite outspoken. And but you know, I mean, we'll have a great time. And it's going to be a beautiful experience.
Putting us together is the problem.
Alert the authorities, the Swiss Guard, the Cabaniere, you know, the Polizia. Ethel and Lucy are coming back to town. All right. Listen, have a great week, sweetie, and we will talk soon. And again, all this information about the pro-life pumpkins and some ideas for your kids for All Saints Day coming up, of course, this weekend, it can be found at Donna Marie Cooper. Is it Cooper O'Boyle or DonnaMarieCooper.com, right?
Sorry, I have such a long name. Take the Marie out for the website.
DonnaCooperO'Boyle.com. All right, DonnaCooperO'Boyle.com. We'll be right back with Dr. Meg Meeker on a Monday morning edition of Catholic Connection. Stay tuned.